Blog Talk Radio.
So here we are again. It's amazing. Technology is fantastic. It's wonderful. It's great. But when it doesn't do what we want, it's exactly like when the voice doesn't do what we want. So the best thing to do is just to flow with it and to see what can we get out of it. So here we go. The last thing I said was, you did not grow up immediately. You didn't get 6 feet tall immediately. Everything takes its time. And over that period of time, we learn. Over that period of time, we gain our powers. And we, in our work, have our tools. And the tools are tremendously important because what they will do is they will strengthen inside your mind, inside your body, what needs to be strengthened. And in our particular case, it's the muscles behind the eyeballs. It's the muscle that lifts up the soft palate. It's the way that the tongue lies flat in its bed. That is what is necessary. And for that, we have unbelievable tools. And I'm going to describe to you and explain to you, firstly, the tool of the egg. And what we do is we get an egg, either marble, or my students get an onyx egg. But the egg has to fit the interior cavity of your mouth, which means not too big and not too small, but it should fill out every conceivable space inside, which will prevent you from using the back of your throat to push again. Making the sound in the back of it, and then, of course, winding up with that kind of a sound. So the egg, the fatter part going into the mouth, lying comfortably on top of your tongue. You have 17 soft muscles. They need to be flat, and they need to be really, really relaxed so the tongue can stay flat. You have a muscle that lifts the soft palate that then will be pulled from the air that's coming in on the top. And you have 12 muscles behind your eyeball. Okay. Those muscles need to be taken to the gym. Now, the only way you can take them to the gym is if you put a resistance on them. The egg is a resistance. Now, the most important thing about the egg is that it needs to have the lips almost closed around it, and that those lips do not move, and that you understand that with the egg, there are no spoken consonants, that there are only spoken vowels, and those vowels need to come in with the air on the top. They need to float into the back. They need to swing up on the air. They need to turn over, grab onto the sound, and circulate. And since the speaking of the vowels barely moves the lips, you have this. Is my voice. What is moving is not the consonant, but what's moving is the internal sound system of the upward and backward of the vowel and the sound moving together up and back. Most important to understand that the more those muscles are moving into the back, the more those, oh, you have 200 times the strength. We'll see each other in 120 years and you won't have been able to pull those muscles far back.